Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is time to talk to our friend Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio. Of course, you can catch him overnights right here on 96.5 The Fan. And Ben, I'll tell you, we start with the biggest news of the day, of the night, of what happened yesterday. Sharon Moore over at Michigan. Man, what a wild story. What's your take on this one?
Hey, they say the naked city doesn't sleep, and I was up all night. I could not get enough of this story. It's amazing. Like that's got to be, in my life, that's got to be in the top five in sports, worst days you could possibly have. He started out as the head coach at Michigan. By the end of the day, he was in police custody, and he had lost out on $14 million. And you got to think his entire like marriage and all that, that's all over too. I mean, that's like the worst possible day you could have, and it was all captured in real time. The vibe I got, I want to see if you agree with me on this, Bob, was Manti Te'o. Remember when that story broke that day? Like every couple of minutes, you're refreshing, you're trying to get new information, and there was something new. The only difference is I think these are actually real people, unlike that. But it's the same thing. It was like the feeding frenzy. It's like people are leaking stuff. You're getting text messages about this, that, and the other thing that are popping up online. You don't even know. By the end of the day, I didn't know it was real. We were texting each other a little bit, Bob. I was like, I don't know if that's real or not. I don't know if I should go with that. Like the woman who was involved, the other woman, like her, apparently her father works in the NFL. So, I mean, that was out there. It's just bananas. It was like Jerry Springer meets Big Ten football. Crazy.
Well, and that's what happens, Ben Maller, as he's brought to you by The Landing and Liberty. It's one of those deals where stuff like this happens and then the internet starts digging. It reminds Dusty and I all the time of that documentary that came out on Netflix, Don't Mess with Cats, you know? And those people go behind the scenes and they start doing all the Lord's work for everybody and they break these cases wide open. That's what yesterday was like for me.
Yeah, it was very similar. I agree. Like, because I saw the story. I woke up, and I sleep during the day because I do the overnight show. So I woke up, and I got a few text messages that Sharon Moore was out at Michigan. So I thought, okay. And I read the first version of the story. I said, okay, well, that's not good. And then I went on with my day. And then it's like people start texting me, wait a minute, I missed that. And then I picked up my phone, and I was like, I could not get enough of it. I spent about 2.5 hours just refreshing my phone trying to find information. But initially I thought, okay, that's it. He did something he shouldn't have done. And bad job by him, but he'll get another job. And then by the end of it, I was like, okay, who's going to hire him? He better get a job with the Chargers or else good luck. And now what is Michigan do? Like the whole carousel thing's over with.
Well, yeah, that's the best part about it. Kalen DeBoer to Michigan, and then Lane Kiffin leaves LSU and goes to Alabama. I got my fingers crossed for this.
Oh man, that would be that would raise this up. It's already like 1 to 10 the Sherrone Moore story, because we're not involved, of course. If we were involved, we wouldn't say this. But 1 to 10, it's like a 27. You know, it's like it's just absolutely craziness. And you want to bet what happens with him? Let me guess. Rehab? What do you think? He's going to go to like some kind of rehab or something like that? Alcohol or something? I don't know. That's the first thing they tell you to do. Got to clean up your reputation and blame it on something else. And maybe he does have a problem. I don't know. But that's going to happen. And then, obviously, Michigan's going to hire their coach. And then now there's some rumors. One of my callers who's in Michigan in Ann Arbor called me overnight and said the athletic director is in trouble at Michigan. So this could be a two-for-one situation that since Jim Harbaugh went to Michigan, I think they've had 7 people arrested in the football program. That doesn't seem particularly good. What do I know? I just do an overnight show, so it doesn't seem great to me. But, yeah, so this could be just the beginning. And most of the time, I believe in the iceberg theory that we're only getting about 10% of what's actually going on. There's a lot more stuff under the surface, and it just depends how much of this stuff's going to come out. But I'm there. I'm going to get a big bucket of movie theater popcorn, and I'm going to enjoy what's coming next.
Yeah, Ben, I think it's interesting, too. You look at, you know, since Jim Harbaugh left, what the coaching carousel has been at Michigan. I ask because I do want to know what your opinion is, because I think we both kind of like lean towards this way. Is this the door that opened? Like, you know, we talk about the show Stranger Things a lot, or I guess I do, and it's all about portals and doors. Stranger things have happened. We're in strange times in Michigan. Is this the portal that opens it up for John Gruden?
Yeah, I'd love to see it. I think that the problem there is they're going to try to hire somebody who's clean, right? That's no skeletons. I don't even think that exists anymore. But they're going to try to find someone that's like, you know, and this guy, Sherrone Moore, by the way, was, you know, he was acted very religious. Obviously, everyone's got a good side and a bad side, right? There's two sides to everybody. I think Gruden, even though it's email stuff, I think he's got too much baggage for – I'd love to see it, though. I'm right there with you, Dusty. I thought Gruden was going to get one of those SEC jobs, like the Arkansas job or something like that was open up, or the Florida job. And nobody's willing to touch him. He's still too toxic. But that would be the perfect guy for a couple years. The energy that he would bring and the excitement that he would provide, that'd be a perfect hire for them.
Talking with Ben Maller, and Ben, as all this is going on in Indianapolis, a 45-year-old is coming out of retirement to play quarterback who hasn't played in 5 years. Did you think the Philip Rivers stuff was a joke too?
Yeah, I did. I thought when somebody sent me that, I was like, okay, that's funny. You know, I thought it was like Sports Talk Barry or one of those satire sites on social media. But I like it. I love the fact that we were all praising Jim Irsay's daughter, saying she's different, you know. No, she's the daughter. She's following in the footsteps of her old man. You know, the old man's across the pearly gates, but she's doing – that's a Jim Irsay move. That is a total Jim Irsay move. The guy that hired Jeff Saturday to be the head coach off television and high school football and all that. And, you know, it's great. The only problem with this Disney movie is Philip Rivers is – not a good big game. He's not even a Hall of Famer. People are talking about him delaying his Hall of Fame resume. He's not even a Hall of Famer. He was a stat compiler with the Chargers who was never an All-Pro. Like, I don't want to bury the guy, but he's not a Hall of Famer. And so if the Colts were to actually win something, then that would put him in the Hall of Fame. But, hey, I'll be watching. I was not planning on watching the Seattle-Indianapolis game in the rain in Seattle this weekend, but I will be watching. I'll be flipping to that game when I'm sitting on my tuchus, you know, with the magic box. I'll be watching that because of Rivers. I better watch it early, though, because I don't know that it'll be there past halftime.
I think the biggest story, Ben, this weekend is Josh Allen. I think he is the focal point of the NFL at this point, with Mahomes basically taking a back seat this year, the Chiefs in their, you know, failure of a season, technically not over, but it's Drake May, it's Josh Allen. Drake May wins the last game. I know Drake May is good, but again, Drake May is not Josh Allen, at least not yet. And this is a year in which no Burrow, no Lamar, no Pat, nothing in your way. You're the old man in the room. It's all kids around you except Aaron Rodgers. But is Josh Allen, is it this year or never for Josh Allen?
Yeah, it certainly seems that way, Dusty. You look at the field, and we've talked about it every week I come on here on Thursdays, and it's like there's no real dominant team in either conference, but they're just in the AFC to get back to go to Northern California for the Super Bowl if you're the Buffalo Bills. The issue with Josh Allen, though, is not Josh Allen. It's the defense. That's they're not that great defensively in Buffalo. And Josh Allen's had some big turnover games. But ultimately, yeah, if they don't get it done this year, it's like, are they going to fire the coach, the head coach? Going to make some changes to the roster? They obviously have to make some changes. But you know things are not good in Buffalo when they brought in a wide receiver who asked to be released by the Saints and then signed a guy who retired before even reporting to the Bills. So they were literally digging in the dumpster to try to find guys to fill out the roster, which, you know, what do I know? Doesn't seem like a great idea. It doesn't seem like they have a lot of confidence in the roster based on the moves the Bills front office was making after the trade deadline.
Yeah, and we may not see Joe Burrow to kind of pick up on Dusty's point a little bit, maybe after this year. I mean, that reflective press conference yesterday has to put the fear of God into the Cincinnati Bengals.
Well, I think he's going to ask for a trade. You can't walk away from a $275 million contract, right? I don't buy that. I think he would demand a trade somewhere. I tossed out the rumor about the Rams because they have two first-round picks in next year's draft, and Stafford could retire at the end of the year, and so he wants to win. You can come to L.A., but and then there's other possibilities, obviously, also. So I do think he'll not be in Cincinnati. If this continues the way it's going, why would you want to stay there? But here's the problem with that. He was the one campaigning to sign T. Higgins, and he was the one, you got to sign my guys. And for the most part, the Bengals actually didn't. My entire life, the Bengals have been the Roach Motel. They actually spent some money, and it doesn't matter, and it still stink. So what good did that do?
Yeah, it does give Andrew Luck vibes, but I also just think that's Joe Shiesty, Joe Burrow, Joe Cool. I think he's just, I think, like we talked about earlier about, you know, people being fake and not being real. I think that, you know, it's fine to say stuff like that. I mean, I know people are going to take it and run with it however they want, but I mean, yeah, I mean, I think he's right. Look, the guy's had, what, 6 injuries in 7 years? They've all been somewhat, like, kind of catastrophic. You had 2 ligament injuries in your knee. You had turf toe, which wasn't super serious, but the wrist injury. But I also think that it's just a guy being raw and open and honest, and I don't think that we see that a lot in sports, let alone, like, in life. Like, you walk by guys in the office, Ben, and they're like, hey, how you doing today? And they're like, ah, another day in paradise. That guy might be getting ready to go through a divorce. You don't know. Or there's the guy that's like, ah, you know, just kind of down. And it's either up to us to kind of ask the question or not, or just let it play out and take our own opinion. So I kind of think he's just being an honest human being, and I think that just depends on it. Is, I will say this, there is a little bit of a minor orange flag when you see a guy come back, you think everything's great, just has probably the game that ruined the season and the worst second, you know, 2 plays of his life. But I don't know if it's walking away, though.
Yeah, I don't think he's gonna walk away. Although the one thing that did annoy me, and by the way, you're much more trusting, Dusty. I think everyone that talks, I think they're giving us a version of the truth, not the whole truth. Even Joe Burrow. But
I still think there's BS in that pie, but I think there's more truth to it than the normal pie that we are spoon-fed, if that makes sense.
I got you. Yeah, but his line about if it's not fun, why am I doing this? Like, it's work. They don't – it's that – I mean, you have a much easier – try working in the sewer. So, I mean, you know what I mean? I don't want to be that guy, but, you know, compared to most jobs, you've got a pretty good job. Like, you make a ton of money. You practice a couple hours a day. You play one day a week. You play in the game. I mean, that's – in terms of the – if you were to look at the big board of fun, that's pretty high up on the big board of fun. Even when you're on a bad team, it's still – you hang out with your buddies, you know, you're traveling around the country. That seems like it's pretty high up on the big board of fun.
A lot more fun than what's going on in Michigan.
Well, they were having a lot of fun, Dusty, in Michigan, but, you know, a little too much.
A little too much. Ben, before we let you go, who wins the Super Bowl?
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to go to Vegas and I'm going to bet all my money because I have all the answers, Bob.
That's right. Why
doing an overnight show, I have all the answers, clearly.
Well, enjoy your weekend of Army, Navy, and college basketball and the NFL, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, guys. Thank you.
That is Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio, brought to you by The Landing in Liberty, where right now Biggs Bob's Pretzel is outselling the Ben Maller chicken fingers. Ooh. At a rate of 3-1.
What is
one word?
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a numbers. Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of 3,
Name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One, two, three.
Oatmeal raisin.
Rubbing it in that I can't whistle, is that what it is?
I didn't know you couldn't whistle.
I used to be able to whistle, and then I couldn't
you
anymore.
Can't anymore?
Yeah. It's an annoying habit. People hate whistlers.
Yeah.
I know, that's me.
People hate whistlers, they hate ice chompers, they hate smackers of gum and soup sippers.
I'm an ice chomper.
I do like to chomp a little ice. You know, they always say you're a little frustrated in the bedroom if you're chomping ice.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I haven't chomped ice in a while. I just want to win, Jen.
Chomping ace.
Jumping ace. All right, Joe Burrow, you guys talked about it with Ben Maller. Just his press conference had some weird vibes. Let's listen to a little bit of it and go One Word.
No, it certainly doesn't change my desire to win. You know, if I want to keep doing this, I have to have fun doing it. You know, I've been through a lot, and if it's not fun, then what am I doing it for?
What was the changing point?
Changing point. I'm not sure. I'm not sure there was a singular moment or time. It's just a reflection on a lot of things that I've done and been through in my career. I think, and I've been through more than most, and certainly not easy on the brain or the body. So. Just trying to have fun doing it again.
You talked. You seem like there's something on your mind. Or maybe I'm reading too much into it, but it seemed frustrating.
There's just a lot of things going on right now. A lot of things going on right now.
Football related, personally?
All the above.
One word there, all the above, when asked about if that was personal related or football.
Reality is the first word that I use. Like, we got a real glimpse into a football player yesterday. 99.99999% of the time they stand up there and they tell you it's one day at a time, and they give you a cliche and you don't hear anything and don't care about anything and whatnot. And then you have a guy open up to you like that. If nobody in that organization has talked to him and approached him and comforted him after that press conference, that Bengals organization sucks. And they should all be embarrassed in public, because that was a cry for help if I've ever seen one by somebody. And I say reality because the reality is, a lot of times guys play sports because they're good at it, not because they love it, right? And that's what they're capable of doing, and that's what they do better than anything else on planet Earth. But it doesn't mean they're having a lot of fun doing it. And it sure sounded like Joe Burrow is at kind of a crossroads, guys, with where he is and what he wants to see. So it was deep yesterday for me with him.
Yeah, deep's a good word. Honesty is a word I'd use. Reflection is a word I would use. I think it's kind of vague. Like, no one really had a follow up question like, well, are you not having fun anymore? It's like basically telling you like, hey, here's how I feel. This is what's going on. Like, if I stop having fun, then I'll stop playing football. You do kind of, like we talked with Ben Maller, get the vibe of Andrew Luck there. But again, I don't think that's what it is, because I don't think he's had like concussions. It's been like, you know, knee surgeries and Achilles and wrists and turf toe. It's not like it. And maybe it's.
That's,
you know,
a lot, dude. When you just named all that, I'm like, holy cow, sure. That's right. It's like every year.
Yep.
Yeah. So that would be my one word, is just honesty. Good for him to let it out.
Yeah.
This was his first fully healthy offseason as a pro. And then, of course, we know what happened once the regular season began. Another injury for Joe Burrow.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't the only NFL player to get real. Our guy, Travis Kelce, on his podcast, he didn't speak to the media after the game, but had some time to think about it. And this is what he said on his New Heights podcast, just talking about, well, maybe I don't have all the answers that I used to.
Like, I've always had the answers in years past, and this year, I just can't find them. And I keep thinking, if I show up to work and I put in the work and I fix the issues through my practice habits and through perfecting the game plan and my fundamentals and what I'm being taught, and go out there and try and play my ass off for my guys next to me, it's all going to come together like it has in years past. And this year is just not, man.
The one word for me is time. Mm-hmm. You heard right there, Travis Kelce basically telling us, in my opinion anyway, I've reached the end. Everything that I used to be able to do, I can't do anymore. Every time I used to be able to find solutions, I could. Now I can't. That's the realization that it's time to step aside. It's time to go on to that next chapter of your life.
My one word is reality. And I think that's what's hit Travis Kelce, is that
Doesn't mean that I think that he's 100% done, but if you want to play the Joe Burrow audio and dive into what he's trying to say, and then you listen to that audio and try to hear what he's trying to say, I would say that, yeah, that's where it is. I can't fix all the problems I used to be able to fix. I'm trying to do this. It's not working. And then you see the demeanor on his face, and yep. You're like, man.
And then you hear Danon the other day, birthday boy Danon Hughes, talk about watching Travis before the game and him seeing him kind of take it all in. And then you hear that on the podcast yesterday. Like, if and when Travis retires at the end of the year, I don't think anybody should act surprised and, oh, my God, I didn't see this one coming. No, it's been coming probably now for an entire year, and now he's in that reflective mode. Now he only has two more games left at Arrowhead, this Sunday and Christmas Day, and then that's it. So if you're going to one of the next two home games, man, keep your eyes on Travis because it may be the last time you get that opportunity to see him at Arrowhead Stadium as a player.
How about the biggest story of yesterday? It's bled into today. Still the biggest story right now. One word on the Michigan coach situation with Sherrone Moore. If you don't know, then I don't know where you've been. But basically, it's somewhat still alleged that he did have an affair. He is married with two kids. And in that affair, this woman got pregnant as a Michigan staffer, forced her to have an abortion. And then this all came out and went to her house and threatened to harm himself and her. And now he is in custody. One word on Sherrone Moore.
Tragic is the word that I'm going to use there, because there's many lives that have been affected by this. A lot of this stuff obviously did not need to happen, but it goes back to the tragedy of the way that we raise athletes up in our world and create situations where we're always going to be there to bail them out of tough situations, and then they get into stuff like this and they've never had to pay consequences, they never had to suffer repercussions or, you know, suffer consequences for their actions, and now we're here and this is what it leads to. A lot of this stuff can be stopped by not giving athletes free passes their entire life with grades or whatever the case may be, so they can play on Friday night. Because the more you do, the more you get away with, the further you think you can push the envelope. So it's tragic to me.
My one word would be help. I think that's what this man needs. This is not the end of your life. This is not the end of your world. We're all sinners. We're all going to sin. The goal in life is to sin less, right? You're not going to be sinless your whole life, but sin less. And that's something that this man needs to figure out. He's still under the age of 40.
Yeah.
Yes, this is probably the end of your coaching career and anything like that, but it's not the end of your life. Get help. Seek help. Ask help. That goes out to anybody out there. It's never this bad. It's never this bad. No. You've got options. You've got ways to seek things out. And you just don't put other people's lives in your hand. Just don't do that.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, man. And we'll take you on the text line, too. If you need to reach out, man, we're here for you guys and gals and whatnot. And you can send us DMs. I've talked to a lot of people DM on Twitter and whatnot. If you have something bothering you, you need to have a conversation, feel free to shoot a text in and one of us will answer it and send it back and, you know, figure out how you're doing. And, you know, always know that you've got the three of us. If you're going through tough times, you can always reach out.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
And Sharon Moore obviously needs the help. I think Joe Burrow needs to talk to somebody too and have a real conversation about, you know, what's important in life right now. And for Joe Burrow, football just may not be important. Maybe playing for Cincinnati's not important for him anymore too.
Coming up next, Smash or Pass is brought to you by Booth Creek Wagyu, Casey's Best Steaks, now with two locations, 95th and Nall and 135th and Metcalf. Also, Shawnee Mission Ford, on a mission to do more. Online at Shawnee Mission Ford. Remember, when you hear the sounder, call number 5, tell Mac he's awesome and that you love him. And you have a chance to get a $50 gift card from Booth Creek Wagyu as we get into Smash or Pass on the other side here at 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
Smash.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.